And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast. We're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill. And this week, the other host is Anthony.
Hello.
Hi. And you can reach out to us by sending us an email at geekswired@gmail.com or send us a voice message or a text message to 801-896-GEEK or 801-896-4335, where I will read them or listen to them and answer your questions on the air. And if you want, we can play them, but only with your permission. And you can help support us at patreon.com/geekswired, where you get the podcast early and the Geeks of Wireless secret episodes. Bonus episodes. Yeah. So a little bit of a holdover from the bonus episode. Well, I guess extraness from the bonus episode last week. This Quibi is an online service, video streaming service.
So I'm not at all excited for that. I just think it's dumb.
Why aren't you excited about it? You can only watch it on your phone.
That's why.
No tablet version. There is no TV version.
I hate watching stuff on my phone.
Aw.
Hurts my neck.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting old apparently, but I'm old, way younger than you, and I have this problem. I hate this.
Well, it's because I'm old.
Maybe you're just used to the pain by now.
That'll happen.
I don't think it does, actually.
Well, I thought it did. As you get older, it just happens. And then you just get over it.
Well, it still hurts. You don't get used to it. It's just there.
You just, it's a mental state. So you just like, no more pain.
I'm hoping by the time I hit your age, like, some kind of painkiller's, like, not illegal anymore. And then I can just use that.
Why do you want to go with the painkiller? You can just have like entire genetic structure changes at that point.
I'm assuming we're not getting that far.
You don't think we'll get that far in like 2,000 years?
Okay, maybe then, but I'm not going to be alive by then.
Well, you said when you get as old as me.
Probably. I get it.
Ah!
You are as old as dirt. You were here before dirt.
I invented it. Have to light the sun every morning.
Yeah, you were the one banging the rocks together, right? Making the dirt?
Yeah. Making big rocks, smaller rocks into dirt.
Well, congratulations on that.
I'm glad you enjoy my dirt.
That's okay sometimes.
Okay. It's back on Quibi.
Okay, I'll let you have your soapbox about it.
Yeah, well, it came out, and they are doing, if you sign up by the end of April, you get 3 months for free. And then, yep, then it costs after that, and it's like $7.99 a month, I think, for the ad version, and $9.99 for the no ad version.
Oh, yeah, that's right, this is going to have ads. Ugh, I hate it. You're not making me like it any better.
I know. It's wonderful. I figured I'm basically just enjoying the free bandwagon of it, and I think T-Mobile is going to give it to us. I'm still confused about that. Oh, actually, there's also side news about that.
Probably just the normal one, right? Like the cheaper one, if you get it at all.
Or the option to upgrade, you know, pay the couple extra dollars to get the ad.
Like they do with Netflix.
Mm-hmm. And we get what happens with Netflix. We get the middle package, at least.
What happens if they drop Netflix in favor of Quibi? Like
I think they're going to piss off a lot of people.
Well, yeah, but I'm just asking you. What would you think?
I'd be slightly disappointed in T-Mobile. I'd still stick with T-Mobile, but Netflix would be the one that would be up on the chopping block. Because I enjoy my Netflix, but it definitely has survived the chopping block many times because it's included with existing stuff.
Yeah. I get that. There's a couple of streaming services that I haven't cut off just because they're cheap enough to where I don't really care, and I will find something to watch on there about once a month anyways. It's worth it.
Sometimes it's all it takes. I don't know. And even ones that I've like questioned, I've gone out and like if it's I won't subscribe, I can either subscribe to this for the season, or I can go to Amazon or Google and buy the season. I've done that with a couple shows. I'm like, I don't really want to hunt down a subscription service for this show. It's been nice.
Cool.
I have the entire series of Mr. Robot because of that. Yeah.
So, what kind of like the shows are made for cell phones, right? So you can put them in landscape or portrait mode.
Correct. And they work seamlessly between the two.
Yeah, and like you can see more stuff by doing it certain ways, right?
So they haven't really integrated that way. Like the idea of like you turn it to portrait mode and it looks at somebody's cell phone or it looks at a different point of view. They for the most part it just switches to a landscape version of portrait mode, or I mean a portrait version of landscape mode, and it does a good zooming in on the proper points and credits work really well. And I watched the show Flipped, where these people end up trying to get into make or flip houses and get on like HGTV for their version of HGTV of it, and they find money in the wall, like lots of it, like a ridiculous amount.
And the money of
And
the house they flipped.
yeah, or they're working on flipping.
Oh, geez.
Yes, so obviously there's all the quirks and things behind it, and it's funny. It's and and they even like record themselves with their cell phone, which it will turn. So if you have it in landscape mode, it'll turn it into portrait on your phone. It doesn't like rotate the screen on you, but you definitely get the black bars on the sides, so you want to turn it. And there was a moment where they hit record on their phone to start doing it, and there was like a maybe 2 seconds, maybe three tops, where if you had it in portrait mode, it switched to the phone view instead. And if you had it in landscape mode, it stayed in that view for those 3 seconds until it switched to the portrait view. So there's like a 3 second, like you could have seen, you could actually see two different versions of the same thing. Beyond that,
Interesting.
yeah, and but it's like I said, we're talking like 3 seconds tops, so it's not even like whoop-de-doo. Everything else is just it zooms in really well. And they have big name actors. They have Stephen King. They have directors. They have all sorts of stuff behind a lot of these shows. They're bringing back some old stuff. Like they're bringing back somebody brought back is bring brought back Punk'd.
Really?
Yes. I think this is like the third time that I know that Punk'd got brought back.
Well, I didn't know it got brought back tw the second time.
Wasn't Ashton Kutcher the second time? Or was he the
Oh, was
first
it?
time?
I always assumed he was the first.
I thought like I thought the first was Jackass guys.
Why speculate when you can look it up?
Hey.
Okay, there was a revival. So originally Ashton Kutcher, is that how you say it? We'll go with that. And
Ashton
MTV were,
Kutcher.
yeah, they were developing a program called Harassment. So yeah, that was it. And then there was a revival in October of 2010, being revived with Justin Bieber
Oh.
as the host. And then it stated that Kutcher would be a like. Would remain as the executive producer and then had a 2012 premiere in March.
Wow, it's the show that just won't die.
Yeah.
And I think I was thinking of Bam Margera. his show where he messed with his dad and his did all this stuff. He was a famous skateboarder that.
Yeah, wasn't that a? Oh, what was that called?
I think I was thinking that show.
No, oh, okay. No, that one was. I don't know, but Thug 2 was based like Tony Hawk Underground 2 was basically based around that show.
I think it was Viva La Bam.
Yeah, Viva La Bam. Yeah, so that game was basically based off of that. Like, it wasn't that, but they did the same exact stuff, and it had all the same characters.
Okay.
So it was fun. I enjoyed it. Probably one of my favorite games, and it has a really good soundtrack. So
the other stuff with this is these shows are hard max 10 minutes. So they're good for commercial breaks. But everyone's subscribing to all these streaming services, so commercials are kind of becoming a thing of the past really hard. And so I think they kind of launched at an awkward, bad time because you're not out and about standing in line kind of bored in your check stand. You're now staying at home in front of your big screen TV. And that's why I kind of did is so you can't push this to your TV. You can't watch it on a tablet. You cannot screenshot your phone. It actually blacks it out, which is a terrible idea because this would be free advertising for them. So it's stupid if they're going to die because of this. But these shows, like, I would enjoy watching these on the TV.
But you're forced to watch them on your phone.
Yes.
So what's probably going to happen is, and I wonder if they'll allow this, but like on an iPhone, you can cast anything that's on your screen to using AirPlay to like an Apple TV or something.
You can do the same thing with Google, and they've blocked it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Did they block it just for Google, or did they block it for iPhone too?
I don't know. You'll have to try it because I don't have the AirPlay. So this is all. This is you. You'll have to sign up for your free 3 months.
I'll use a fake email.
Oh, actually, I ended up using Do Not Pay, which is great. A great service.
Really? What is it?
Yeah. Do Not Pay.
Let's see if I don't know about that.
Let's see if I can get this. Because you have to sign in.
New episode daily?
So, episode depends on the show. Some are daily, some are weekly.
Well, this one just flat out says new episodes daily. Like, that's part of the title of the app.
Oh, there's probably.
Yeah, like dish. Is that it?
Yes, that is it.
Okay, good. So, I will try it out, I guess. I'm going to really be upset if you make me like it.
How can I be surprised if you like it?
Yeah, I probably won't.
So I'm not the biggest fan of it. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to see how it is. I do not expect to stick with it at all.
You don't expect to stick with it?
No.
How come?
It's super inconvenient.
Just because it's on the phone?
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, even Netflix is like Bandersnatch or the Choose Your Own Adventure, the Carmen Sandiego Choose Your Own Adventure. I watch them. I enjoy these shows. They got me to, but at least Bandersnatch you can watch on a laptop. You know, or the Netflix ones you can watch on laptops and tablets.
Oh, are they trying to play off of that then? Like the success of that?
Except for shorter snips. I think they're kind of, so the creator of Quibi has, this isn't his first round of trying to do this. He has tried to do this type of stuff before, but it didn't really take off and he couldn't get enough funding for it. While this time he got enough funding, had enough stash cash and ended up introducing these bite-sized streaming services is what he's calling them. And I can kind of see them doing well just at the current time. This is one streaming service that probably should have waited
until
till the pandemic was over. Like something that we could like, you know, the idea of we pick up Quibi instead of Facebook. Now we're, you know, when we're standing in line at the grocery store or when we're just bored and waiting for something to do.
I get what you're saying.
It's like, that's, I think it's the reason I like TikTok type of ideas. It's these little short snippet. Though even TikTok is, when videos start getting to a minute, I'm kind of like, why? And you can't even, it's not like a video or anything where you can control it. And you're like, oh, wait, what was just said? I don't want to watch an entire minute of this video again. I just want to go back 10 seconds. What did you say? Okay, I'm in. I'm good. But yeah.
Is there not a limit on TikTok video length?
60 seconds. That's the max you can have. But my ADHD kicks in sometimes around 20. I'm like, this is funny. Oh, wait, I missed what you said at 19 seconds. I have to listen to another 60 seconds of this so I can get that 1 second loss.
Yeah. Yeah, that's annoying. Like, you can't rewind it then? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, you can't. Well, no, Quibi, you can. TikTok, you cannot.
That's weird.
Like, which I'm also... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, with a Vine, that kind of made sense just because it was only 8 seconds. But...
That's, yeah.
It yeah, started off short. With 8 seconds, but... Pretty sure, at least.
Well, and even, like, I'm kind of interested in what Google is going to do. Because Google... Did you hear that Google's trying to take on TikTok?
Yeah, if they do, like, is this going to be another Google Plus?
No. Well, sort of.
Where they try to make it sound like, to be fair, Google Plus would have been a really nice social, like, platform, but they botched releasing it, and then they tried forcing it on YouTube, which made them have the worst reputation ever, and so nobody wanted to use it.
Okay, so it is going to be from YouTube. So I guess Google did try to have a TikTok thing. It didn't do so grand. And now under the YouTube umbrella, they're doing one. It's called Shorts. And Google, or YouTube, I should say, more specifically, is going to actually have a decent setup for this, because they have to, what makes TikTok great, especially with all the other one, the rivals they're trying to come out, is the music. The fans upload music,
mm-hmm.
and we dance to it, we sing to it, we have background noises, we have all this stuff, and a lot of the TikTok challengers don't have this, you know, library of sounds, and nobody's bringing anything in, so everyone walks away goes back to TikTok.
I see.
Or just walks away from the entire thing completely. Mm-hmm. YouTube, on the other hand, has a large library of music and sound snippets. So YouTube actually could challenge TikTok with Shorts.
Yeah, but a lot of the sound snippets aren't like licensed, though.
Yes, and they're not technically licensed. Well, okay. Well, no, they actually, TikTok does take down some sounds when people claim them. But also, that's the other thing about TikTok, is those that are licensed, usually once people get on TikTok that own the song, they're like, well, if you just put my name on it, which you kind of sort of did, then cool. I mean, I'm not going to do a copyright infringement on this because it's a short snippet of my song and everyone's having fun with it, which technically is free advertising. Which also goes with, it is parody. It is too short to be claimed as copyright infringement. There's all these, you know, so there's a bunch of, and that's in the US. There's obviously different laws in different countries.
Interesting. I don't know. I could see it going either way. Like, it just depends on how they roll it out and, like, phrase the naming and stuff. Just because if they encroach, like, if Like, people should know that YouTube is owned by Google, but I guess I think a lot of people don't know that, and so that might be their saving grace there. Just because then people won't compare, like, they won't compare it against Google Plus, at least at, like, actively.
Yeah, I can see that.
I could see this being a thing, like, a while ago, like, actually, this is kind of bringing back stuff they had a couple of years ago, like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe eight. They used to have the ability to, like, you used to have the ability to put on video replies to a video.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how, like, this was really useful for Minecrafters, because if they, someone put on a thing or was like, how would, like, I'm trying to build this, I can't quite figure it out. If you can, do a video reply, and then they could just watch it directly instead of having to search through the comments for a link. And they got rid of that. And so this kind of sound like it's similar to this, except for I think this is going to be more of a, like, have you looked at the YouTube community tab on a channel?
On our channel?
No, just on a channel, like a YouTube channel. Because you have home, videos, playlists, community, channels, about, and then the search icon. The community tab is where right now the channel owner can put on like information, or it's basically a Twitter feed, but YouTube, and it's only for them. It's a feed, it's a news feed for that channel. And the community tab in the past used to actually be like comments that people could leave, but they got rid of that for some stupid reason. So I wonder if it's just kind of getting back to that, just in a different way.
I can see that. It's possible.
But me. It be what it be.
Yeah. And let's see. So I guess we have to talk about shorts. So I guess I should probably go back to, we've added so much stuff to the show notes that weren't even part of it.
What'd you add to the show notes that weren't part of it?
Tic Tac.
Oh, Tic Tac. Maybe I'll put on the Tony Hawk game too. I'm going to install the stupid Trello extension because I'm done with this.
I know the keyboard shortcut's amazing. Even if it is owned by Atlassian now.
I haven't seen that yet, actually. Also, is there not a Trello extension for Firefox?
I don't know, but that kind of goes into a different thing that I was going to mention.
Okay, go for it.
Let's see, where'd it go? Edge. You could always go with Chromium Edge.
Like, are they calling it Chromium Edge?
Well, it's Edge with the Chromium shell.
I know that, but
so it's gained its in popularity. It's like a, you know, Microsoft's version of Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
You can get anything in the Chrome store, or Android, the Chrome store, Chromium store. You just have to sign in with your Google account, which is not that complicated. You just have to, like, the very first time it's like, hey, do you want to link this up so you can get add-ons? So, like, yeah.
Chrome was blocking that off. I thought Google was planning to do that.
So they did, and I think they did with some, and unless they got their hand slapped going, quit doing that. If you're going to give a service, then give it or don't. Or Microsoft ended up throwing money at Google or through lawsuits at Google. I don't know. They're both giant companies that they can just, like, stare at each other in court for the next century.
Ever.
Yeah. They're like, you broke our rights. Well, you broke our rights. Okay. So we'll just both walk away and imagine this didn't happen. Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, it'd be added.
So, and also the other thing about Chromium Edge, you have to go get it. It's not, so it's growing in popularity, but you have to, you know, go download it. And usually you get the link when you get your fresh install of Windows 10 and you go search Chrome and it goes, hey, we have Chromium Edge too. You want to install that? Because Chromium Edge isn't. IE or Edge when you first, when you, if on a fresh install, if you go Google Chrome, it kind of throws in a little thing at the top going, hey, Edge is Chrome technically.
Like you can also search it on the Google search engine?
Well, if you don't change it to Google, if you like still have Brave in there. So usually you don't change anything when you just like grab it and just run over. You end up binging it anyways. And you're like, oh, just run over to this direction. I just need to install Chrome on this fresh installed computer.
Oh, I don't use Bing. I'll still use Google.
Oh, you actually go and change the search engine or you go to Google.com?
Yeah, I just go to Google.com and Google it.
Oh, so I just use the address bar all the time, so.
I do for everything but that part.
Oh.
And actually, since then, like, I've been using, like, for Linux, there's a package manager that you can, well, that all of them have. And for Ubuntu, it's like Aptitude. Mm-hmm. And for Mac, there's Homebrew. And now there's a package manager for Windows called Chocolatey. And you can use that to install stuff. And I usually just install stuff that way because it's easy, really easy to upgrade once you, like, upgrade to stuff once you do it. Because all you have to do is just go Choco update. And it updates everything that you've installed with Choco.
Oh, nice.
Just like it would from the command line on Linux. So I like it.
Yeah.
I got to add that to the show notes now. Gosh dang it.
Yeah.
Fine. I can't ever spell chocolatey right. Yes, I know it's just chocolate, but I can't do spell good.
So, among other things.
More Edge stuff?
Well, we could talk about Edge, I guess, before I get into this new thing. But okay, so what some of the nice things about Edge is it has a lot of things that like Firefox kind of has, that Chrome, it'd be nice if Chrome would have or something like that. One of them is like the simple reading mode. It minimizes everything on the screen. Yeah, I know Firefox has that. Chrome does not at all.
Yeah.
And I admit the first time I used it, I was like, and I went back to Chrome afterwards and I was like, why don't I have this? I think Brave even has it.
I actually don't know how to activate it on the desktop. I know how to activate it on the... Oh, Pocket. Maybe you have to be signed in to do that. No, that's saving it. I don't know. I don't know how to activate it on Firefox. But anyway,
you have to figure out what the keyboard shortcut is, or you have to just leave it up there and like click on it every time. I think that's one of the other reasons I wasn't the biggest fan of Firefox when I started moving. I moved over to Firefox for a bit, and that was the way the keyboard shortcuts worked with extensions wasn't good enough. It was a problem.
I do hate the fact that you can't just open up an incognito tab like window with the Control Shift N like you can in Chrome. Like in Firefox, it just doesn't do anything.
I forgot it has a different shortcut, I think.
Yeah, it just opens. Yeah, Control Shift N opens up the last window you closed, I think.
Oh, just like so. Then try Control Shift
online.
T.
Control Shift T opens up the last tab you closed.
Oh.
Yes, they're different things. Yes, it's weird.
Button C and Chrome will open up the last tab/tabs. So if you had 20 tabs open and you close the entire window, you hit Control Shift T in Chrome or the Edge Chromium, it will open up everything right back. It won't do it one at a time.
Which is both good and bad.
Yeah.
Depending on if you really wanted all those open or not.
What's the other thing? Also with that simple reader, the immersive reader, so you can change the text, size and other themes on it. There's, you can have vertical tabs instead because they have smart copy with it, which it also is nice if you have history in your turned on in your for you, everything you copy in Windows,
mm-hmm.
then you actually can do. Oh, there's a lot more funness you can do with that. Obviously, it has password managers, but I think all browsers password managers should. Well,
they suck
I'm not the biggest fan of them.
No, well, they're fine. They work well enough, but they're not secure at all.
Well, no, they can be secure. Like Google's can be super secure. You have to have your password to type in every time you want to use it. Edge can now have it where it connects to your login or any other stuff, which also makes it where you don't have to, like, it will work in private or incognito modes. But if you don't set up these security measures, then it just stores everything in plain text.
Yeah. And they don't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that, oh, my passwords are safe, and someone steals all your cookies. It's not storing your cookies, but.
Feels like it. Taking all my cookies away.
Reader view on Firefox, it won't show up unless a page supports it.
And actually, that's the same thing. I think Edge forces a few pages. But I know it's not everywhere, but it's a good majority of places. And also, it has high definition mode with Netflix. So you can, like, force 4K through your Microsoft Edge
on Windows 10.
Yeah.
So there is a way to force activate the reader view with an extension. So I wonder how they're doing that. Force. Let's see if we can do that.
And the reader mode is also nice because it'll cut out the ads. Oh, and also it can read you the text, which Chrome either is working towards or has released. I think they're getting ready to release it.
Man.
And getting ready to release it on actually Android also, so they can, like, read your emails.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So on the Discords, I'm going to send you something.
Ooh.
That's how you use reader mode on Firefox.
You just put in reader in front of it all.
No, you put about colon reader question mark URL equals, and then you put the URL after that.
So complicated.
I mean, it is, but it's.
It works.
At least it works. But yeah, I would rather. Actually, you could. I could probably auto hotkey that. Because there are keyboard shortcuts to select the address bar.
Like Alt D.
No. Alt D?
Alt D.
Yeah, it does actually.
And then I use it all the time for our show notes. Makes it so much easier when I.
Control L does it, and then F6 will do it as well, I think. Yeah. So there's at least three ways to do it.
All right.
What an exciting time to be alive.
Yeah. So, among the other things.
Can we talk about
did I put Stadia? In a moment.
Okay, fine.
Before we get to the Google stuff, I want to talk about.
We were just talking about Google stuff.
I know. It doesn't count, though.
All right, fine. What's up?
There is a new challenger to email.
Wait, what?
Actually, there's a couple coming out, but this is the first one that's coming out. Did it add it?
Like, there's a couple of options you can use, but none of them have been very good.
So this one's trying to do quite a bit with how it's laid out, how it, you know, kind of like pulls some of the features about, or that whatever Gmail InMail or whatever Gmail tried to switch to for a bit, where if somebody somebody new sends you an email, it actually... Oh, okay. So the service is called... They came to the name OnMail. It's the new email service. It's through invite only. It's through... Oh, I know why it's been doing it wrong. It's been putting it into the wrong show notes.
Yeah, I was like, I can't see it.
I know. I'm like, why isn't this going there? There. We'll go with that one.
I don't nope, see it yet.
That's it. Okay, there we go. I got it.
Okay, cool. I see it now.
Yay. It works. Sort of. So, it's by invite only. So far. And you're still put on the waiting list, even with the invite, unless they can, unless you get like new top invite. There we go. And which I have an invite code, we'll throw in the show notes too. But it just, this particular invite code just gets you on the list and gets you to share and maybe gets you a little bit higher on the list or closer to my position instead of the new position. But so it reminds me of like early days Gmail where it was invite only or wait list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started using Gmail. Like I didn't even know about Gmail until well after that, but I do know that it was a thing.
I had a friend who had a Gmail account that had stuff and he'd think he was going to offer it to me. And I was like, I really don't care at the time. I was happy with my Yahoo.
I mean, I used Hotmail and Yahoo. Yeah. I think I had like three of each at one point.
Yeah. So the idea of also like you get new mail from people, it'll actually ask you, do you know this person? Do you want to accept this? And if you say no, then it's like the ultimate unsubscribe. Like you will, it'll stop messages moving from that person for there on.
There's a hopefully a way to undo that if you accidentally do it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because that would be quite unfortunate.
I know.
So
and yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, sorting, making it easier. Able instead of having to go, oh, I want to start typing in somebody's name and try to get their at or whatever else. It's a little more seamless, kind of like how Outlook does it, where you just, you know, you type in their nickname or their name, especially where you've messaged them before.
So that works with Gmail. Like if you've messaged them before, you can just type in their name and it'll come up, or if they're in your contact somewhere. Does this work? Are you saying that this acts like a corporate directory though, where even if you never message them, it'll come up with their email, their name and email? Because I don't know that I like that.
It doesn't seem like it's that. So that has to be, you know, within your realm of previous knowledge.
Okay.
And they're getting around maximum email sizes by doing something similar to what Outlook does. If you have a OneDrive account or if you share the OneDrive, when you upload a file, it puts it into this temporary online storage location mm-hmm. to send off the email. So you get these storage locations for your emails. But they're not permanent cloud storage stuff. So it's like you're attaching it, but it's not really attaching it.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. So this article brings up the whole Google Inbox.
Yes, that was it. Yeah.
And I don't know why they canned it like they do with everything, because I think... I think anybody who tried it loved it.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they got rid of it.
Because people liked it.
Yeah.
That's what Google does.
Google takes away. They giveth and they taketh.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for them to take away YouTube, not honestly.
I'm waiting for them to take away Google search.
No, I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Google search and YouTube just disappears off the face of the planet one day.
At least with YouTube, they don't make money off of it, so I could see them getting rid of it.
What do you mean they don't make money off it?
They are now, but
they're an advertising company
for like 10 years. They were always running deficit on it.
Yeah.
And then when they had that ad apocalypse like 4 years ago, they really hated life.
True.
But also it talked about Edison Mail. I think I remember that being a suggested alternative to Google Inbox after they got rid of it. But I can't remember.
I think I tried that one. I've tried a few other random ones that have come and gone, but I put my name on the list. If you want to sign up, it's an option. It seems interesting, especially just evolving email, because email has, I'm sure it's pretty much got the same far, far deep back end as all other email, but.
Oh, I'm sure. And even if it doesn't, it has to communicate with email in some way that way anyway. So
mm-hmm.
It doesn't really make sense for it to reinvent the wheel in that case, because email on its own isn't bad. It's just like, it's a good service. It's just the clients for it aren't super great, like besides Gmail.
Yes. So, I'm going to actually wrap up this episode at this point, and we'll continue the other conversation in the net and the additional stuff. How about that?
Fine.
I know. With that, though, I've given you 42 minutes. Do you have famous last words?
No. Wait. No. Maybe. No.
No? Oh, okay. I tried. Well, I have famous last words.
Okay, that's right.
So I asked, I was searching around for a book, ended up having to go to the library and ask the librarian if they had a book about Pavlov's dog and Schrodinger's cat.
Okay.
She said it rang a bell, but she didn't know if it was there or not.
Nice. Solid.